This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Vaskota resigns amidst his alleged involvement in corruption regarding security printing press. Prime Minister alludes responsibility of Communications Ministry to incumbent Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwara. Public Account Committee of Parliament directs government to revoke process of purchasing security printing press. Main opposition Nepali Congress obstructs meeting of both houses demanding resignation of Communications Minister Vaskota. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee directs Ministry of Home Affairs to book all guilty in corruption cases in Nepal Red Cross Society. And 19 people die in a bus mishap in India. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Vaskota has resigned from his post today. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota informed the House of Representatives meeting about his resignation. The Speaker shared his information after the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, demanded in the House meeting that the Communications and Information Technology Minister be immediately sacked, as an audio tape has been made public in which he is heard asking for commission in the security press party's process. The Speaker informed the meeting that Vaskota had resigned and urged the opposition legislators to allow the House to carry on its business. However, the Nepali Congress lawmakers continued their protest. The House of Representatives will next meet at 1 p.m. on February 25th. Meantime, Minister Vaskota said he resigned today on moral ground after questions were raised about him. Meantime, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has assigned the responsibility of looking after the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology to Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwara. Following the resignation of Communications Minister Vaskota, the President appointed Khatiwara as per the recommendation of PM KP Sharma Oli. Likewise, the portfolio of Urban Development Ministry has been given to Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management Minister Basanta Kumar Nengbang. The charge of portfolio of the minister was informed by President's office person, spokesperson Hari Prasad Dahal, issuing a statement today. Likewise, Nepali Congress lawmakers obstructed the meeting of the National Assembly seeking impartial investigation on the case related to Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Vaskota. Nepali Congress lawmaker Jitendra Deep demanded removing the communication minister from his post and lead investigation. Following the obstruction from the opposition party lawmakers, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha adjourned the House meeting, rescheduling it for 27th February. Meanwhile, the Swiss embassy in Kathmandu has clarified that the embassy has been neither aware of nor involved in any of the dealings regarding the security press purchase case made published in media connecting Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Vaskota. Issuing a statement today, the embassy clarified the person stated in a news piece published in Nepali media today has no connection with the embassy, and the person is not the local agent of the Swiss company. The Public Account Committee of the Parliament has directed the government to hold all the process headed for purchasing a security press statement. After the member of the committee showed further investigation in the case of purchasing security press following a discussion with Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology and Security Press Center officials, the committee directed the government to hold the process. Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jangabahadur Rana has said the judiciary will not budge from its duty of delivering justice. Addressing the 47th Establishment Day of Supreme Court Bar Association today, Chief Justice Rana vowed to lead every possible effort for timely justice through fast-track judicial service. Meantime, Chief Justice Rana said to reduce the piles of cases in the Supreme Court, new system of cause list has been implemented. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Iswar Pokhrel stressed on participation of all ranks and file for the national security. Unveiling Unity Journal, a collection of strategic articles published by Nepal Army in Army headquarters today, DPM Pokhrel said national security is only possible with the integrated effort of Army and people. Speaking at the program, DPM Pokhrel mentioned that it has been realized for long the need of Nepal's geopolitical and geostrategy study. He also stressed on the importance of regular study, research and analysis of national security. Minister Pokhrel further said, having realized the significance of subject of national security, government has decided to set up the National Security University. You are listening to 8 PM English News from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Khushi kasari khushi huncha jab bane chaina koi आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संचार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back to the news. The State Office and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the Home Ministry to book all the guilty involved in irregularities in Nepal Red Cross Society. Answering the questions of lawmakers in the meeting of the Parliamentary Committee held at Singhadarbar today, Home Minister Rambhadur Thapa said as the Nepal Red Cross Society has been registered at Kathmandu District Administration Office, the investigation will start from there itself. Minister Thapa further said, although there is a provision of the taking an approval from the Finance Ministry and Social Affairs Council while carrying out Nepal Red Cross Society transactions, the due process has not been followed, saying the country receives about 50 billion rupees annually via non-governmental organizations. Minister Thapa said the ministry has been working on formulating laws to monitor the fund. Also speaking in the meeting, Home Secretary Mysore Neufane said a team of Metropolitan Police Kathmandu has been investigating the case of irregularities in Nepal Red Cross Society. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Bhattacharya, has said the country's sole international airport is turning techno-friendly. Inaugurating a robot in the Tribhuvan International Airport today, Minister Bhattacharya said the robot will help provide comfort to the passengers. Saying the immigration system of the international airport has been improved, Minister Bhattacharya informed that other airports in the country will also be upgraded gradually. You are listening to 8 PM English News from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. 19 people, including 4 women, have died in a major road accident at Avinashi of Indian province Tamil Nadu today. 23 other people are injured in the accident. The police said a Kerala state-run deluxe bus from Bengaluru, which was on its way to Ernakulam, and a truck originating from Kerala and moving towards Salem had a head-on collision causing the accident. A 43-year-old German man shot and killed 9 people at several locations in a Frankfurt suburb overnight in attacks that appear to have been motivated by far-right beliefs, officials said. Today, the gunman first attacked a hookahs bar and a neighboring cafe in central Hanoi about 10 PM yesterday, killing several people before heading about 2.5 kilometers west and opening fire again. Chancellor Angela Merkel said that while the circumstances of the attack still needed to be fully investigated, the shootings exposed the poison of racism in German society and pledged to stand up against those who seek to divide the country. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of the western hill region. There are also chances of light snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota resigns amid his alleged involvement in corruption regarding security printing press. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli alludes responsibility of Communications Ministry to incumbent Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwara. Public Account Committee of Parliament directs government to rebook process of purchasing security printing press. Main opposition Nepali Congress obstructs meeting of both houses of Parliament demanding resignation of Communications Minister Baskota. State Office and Good Governance Committee directs the Ministry of Home Affairs to book all guilty in corruption cases in Nepal Red Cross Society. And 19 people die in bus mishap in India. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be cloudy with chances of light snowfall at many places of western and central regions, and cloudy with chances of light snowfall at some places in the eastern region. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 350 degree, 5 knots minus 1 degree Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 80 degree, 5 knots minus 19 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 190 degree, 20 knots minus 48 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 180 degree, 40 knots minus 48 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 180 degree, 5 knots, 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 190 degree, 5 knots, minus 17 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 200 degree, 15 knots, minus 31 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 260 degree, 50 knots, minus 47 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 200 degree, 10 knots, 6 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 210 degree, 10 knots, minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 260 degree, 25 knots, minus 29 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 270 degree, 55 knots, minus 46 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.